The Magic Detective, starring the world's greatest living magician, Blackstone. He tells you the inside story of the Gory Goldfish. Right after the story, Blackstone will explain tricks that you yourself can perform. Reveal the guarded secrets of the world's greatest living magician. Now, stand by for Blackstone, the Magic Detective.
Oh, now, who on earth can that be at this hour?
Shall I go?
No, Rhoda's out there. She'll take it.
You were telling me about that new trick of yours,
Blackstone. Professor Rankin. He says it's very important.
Oh, Mr. Blackstone, I'm so glad you're in. I don't know what Ella and I would have done if you hadn't been here.
Prendergast Rankin, you just calm down and let me tell him.
Yes, my love.
I'm Ella Willard, Professor Rankin's assigned.
How do you do?
We're in terrible trouble.
At our wits' end, we are. It was bad enough when the boys started this dreadful thing. I worried and worried about it. But now that the poison pen letters started coming...
Quiet, Pennica.
Yes, my love.
Cannibals. Yes, that's what the boys have turned into. Cannibals. Right there on the campus.
Dear. It's hard to believe. And then threatening letters. And they say they learned it from you.
Learned what from me?
This cannibalism. They say you started them on it.
I started them on cannibalism? Oh, come now.
They saw it as one of your acts, they say. At first, Pendergast and I said to ourselves that boys would be boys. Youthful high spirits, all that sort of thing. But now...
You thought cannibalism was youthful high spirits?
Yes. It's spring, you know, and they're always up to something. But now we feel that they've carried it a mite too far.
Just a mite.
Now that they've started to threaten us, well, we feel that we've got to take steps.
This is horrible.
That's what we feel.
Oh, my, yes. Cannibalism in the college is bad enough. I'm sure I don't know what the Board of Trustees would say if they heard about it.
Plenty, I should think. Not to mention the police.
We don't want to bring the police into it if we can help it. They're dear boys, really. And if the police heard about it, they might take a stand that would ruin the boys' lives.
Yes, they might.
As I said, we just tried to overlook the whole business. But now that the threatening letters have started, we feel matters have gone much too far. If anything happened to Plato or Berengaria, well, I don't know what we'd do.
Did you say Plato or Berengaria?
Yes, the letters mentioned them by name. They said that they were going to be eaten alive. Oh, dear.
We feel that, really, since you started the boys on this unpleasant habit, you should do something to stop them. It's your fault, really.
Well, I'm awfully sorry, but I'm afraid that I can't make one word of sense out of anything you're saying.
Oh, I'm glad you can't, Blackstone. I thought maybe I was crazy.
Who is practicing cannibalism?
Two of the boys at Riverley College, where Prendergast is the dean.
And they say I taught them to do it.
Dear me, yes. They say that it made such an impression on them when they saw your act that they just couldn't resist. The habit has had them in their power ever since.
Where do they get their victims?
They purchased them. Huh? But now it seems they have spent their entire allowance, so they want to eat Plato, Berengaria. you might say they demand to be allowed to eat them. They say Ella and I can watch.
Would you mind telling me just who Plato and Berengaria are?
Oh. Didn't we tell you?
You certainly did not.
Oh, how stupid of us. I admit they're unusual names, but I called them that because of my two theses. I had just finished doing a study of Queen Berengaria when Ella presented me with her. So it was obvious that that should be her name. With Plato, now, I'm not...
But who is Berengaria?
My dear, don't you know that? She was the wife of Richard the Lionhearted.
And the boys want to eat her?
Oh, not the original queen, of course. Don't be silly.
Oh, no, I won't. Of course not. Who do they want to eat?
The goldfish.
The goldfish. Oh! You mean the boys have been eating goldfish?
Is that the cannibalism you've been talking about?
Well, I fail to see anything the least amusing. It's a revolting habit, and one that must be stopped.
Well, it isn't nearly as revolting as the habit I thought you meant. Cannibalism. Goldfish.
Well, tell me, just what do you want me to do?
Mr. Blackstone, I want you to stop them before they steal Berengaria and Plato and eat them alive.
Well, boys, Professor Rankin tells me you've been following in my footsteps and eating goldfish.
Yeah, me and Teddy, we saw your act and we thought it was something. So now we do it, too.
Well, I want to show you something.
Yeah, trick?
Yes. Hand me that bowl of fish, Rhoda.
Now, Mr. Blackstone, don't let anything happen to Berengaria and Plato.
I won't. Huh. You see these fish here in the bowl, boys?
Yeah. Well, what about them?
I put this cloth over the bowl, wave my hand, and lift the cloth.
Hey, the fish are gone.
Hey, what'd you do with them?
I bet they're in the cloth.
Well, here's the cloth. Look it over now and see.
Well, no, there aren't any fish here.
Say, Mr. Blackstone, Professor Rankin won't like it if you've lost his fish.
Plato, Berengaria, where are they?
They're safe, I assure you. Now, don't worry. Bring me that other bowl, Rhoda.
Here you are, boss.
I reach in and take out a fish. Now, see it jump around in my hand? Now, I pop it into my mouth.
He's eating it.
Well, I'll be darned. I thought Blackstone had better sense than that.
Eating a goldfish. Ah. Ooh.
There. Now, how was that?
Well, so you ate a goldfish. So what? Beef and me, we do that all the time. Don't we, Professor Rankin?
Yes, I'm afraid you do. Blackstone, where are my fish? I'm worried about them. I hold you responsible
They're
for them.
They're all right, I promise you.
Say, what was the big idea eating that fish, Mr. Blackstone? We know you can do it. We've seen you.
You've seen me do it, but I haven't seen you. Here, have one. You too, Beef.
No, thanks. I'm not hungry right now.
Yeah, I guess I'm not either.
Professor Rankin, have you ever seen either of these boys really eat a goldfish?
Well, I should say I have. Why, in Latin class, they sit in the back of the room and eat as many as 3 or 4 during the hour. It makes me very nervous, I'm afraid. Puts me right off my lecture. I can't keep my mind on it.
Well, go on, boys. Have one.
Well, no, thanks. I don't want to make the prof nervous.
No, no, me neither.
We only eat goldfish just before lunch.
Yeah, just before lunch, that's all.
Sort of an hors d'oeuvre, I take it.
That's right. Well, I guess I'll be going along. Goodbye, Professor. Bye, Mr. Blackstone.
Not so fast, boys. Suppose you tell the professor what you really eat.
Why, we eat goldfish.
Come, come, now. You go ahead and tell him the truth.
Oh, well, gosh, it...
I'm sure Professor Rankin will promise not to give your secret away, boys. You can still do the trick for other people.
You mean it's a trick?
Yeah, it's a trick. We just did it to get a rise out of you, Professor, because you're so fond of the fish.
Those goldfish the boys have been eating were pieces of carrots cut into the right shape, Professor. I'm right, boys, aren't I?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
That's right.
Well, I'll be darned.
See, if you wiggle them around your hand, then they look just like real.
Well, upon my word, I can't wait for the next meeting of the Historical Society. Oh, upon my word, I can't. I can just see Witherspoon's face when I produce a goldfish and eat it. That's rich.
There's one thing you didn't explain, Blackstone. Where are the professor's real fish?
Oh, right here in this bowl. I scooped them out of the other one with a hairnet. You didn't notice it down inside the bowl. Rhoda stuck them in with these other fish when she went over to get this bowl.
And so another mystery was solved by magic.
Right.
Well, now that we're back at the studio, Blackstone, how about another trick?
All right, Alan. I'm going to show you the half-dollar trick.
Using your own half-dollar. Oh, that's fine, fine, fine. When you use mine, they always disappear and stay away.
Well, this is an improvement, but it takes a very magical half dollar. This one comes back.
It would, being your half dollar.
Now, to make it vanish, I need a handkerchief.
Oh, here's one.
No, a large handkerchief. Oh, thanks, Alan. Yours is just the right size. Now, I take the half dollar in my hand, place the handkerchief over it.
Wait a minute. Can I hold your sleeve?
Oh, absolutely.
And can I reach under the handkerchief and see if the coin is still there?
Of course.
Yeah, it's there, all right.
Maybe you're just fooling yourself, Alan.
No, it's the coin, all right. Touch it yourself if you don't believe me, Rhoda.
Go ahead, Rhoda.
Reach under the handkerchief and feel the cough.
Yes. It's still there.
Now, watch closely, Alan. One, two, and away with the handkerchief.
I say, the coin is gone. While I'm holding onto your sleeve, too.
Good trick, wasn't it?
Amazing.
Fine. Well, think it over a while, and if you can't guess the answer, I'll be back to tell you why you didn't. Did you figure how the half dollar vanished?
No, but I'm wondering, just wondering, why it didn't return.
You wanted to come back?
Hmm.
Well, that's easy. Here, I throw the handkerchief over my empty hand.
I'm not quite sure that hand was empty.
Neither am I.
All right, Alan, reach under the handkerchief and make sure my hand's empty. Good. Now, you reach under, Rhoda.
Oh, it's empty, all right. Now that Rhoda knows it, too, I'd like to see that coin come back.
Very well. Then here it is. Away with a handkerchief and...
back from nowhere. Blackstone, that's the best trick you ever did.
Only I didn't do it, Alan.
Don't tell me it was real magic.
No, I merely mean that Rhoda worked the trick.
Rhoda? But how?
Tell him, Rhoda.
Remember, Alan, how I reached under the handkerchief after you did?
Of course. To see if the coin was still in Blackstone's hand.
That's right. Well, that's when Blackstone dropped it into my hand, and I took it away.
And when it came back, Alan, it was because Rhoda put it there when you reached to see if my hand was empty. After you did.
I haven't been baffled. I've been duped.
Oh, that's all right, Alan. You can work the trick yourself now that you know it.
And Blackstone will lend you the half dollar.
I'll lend you Rhoda, which is more important. Because in this trick, Alan, remember, you need an assistant. And a good one. I hope you liked that trick, ladies and gentlemen. And until next time, this is Blackstone saying good magic and goodbye.